Republican leaders formed the committee after the legislature voted to abolish automatic increases to Wisconsin's gasoline tax. The thought was that the panel might be able to address a gap in the roads budget that's only expected to get wider with the loss of the gas tax index. But with only a couple committee meetings left, and Democrats poised to take over the Senate, not everyone is on board. Eldoran Democratic Senator Roger Bresky took issue with the committee recommendation that the state needs to spell out how much local governments are required to pay for road projects.
What we're doing is, again, shoving it back down the local people's throat, trying to have them pick up to the job that we're supposed to be doing down here.
The panel also recommended finding out ways to use the extra revenue roads generate to help pay for their construction. Port Washington Republican Assemblyman and Committee Co-Chair Mark Gottlieb rejected the idea that this would shift the burden of paying for roads to local governments.
But to the extent that we do try to recover some of those costs from increased economic activity or increased property value, we ought to do it in a fair and standardized way.
The committee will meet again next week to see if it can arrive at some consensus. Another recommendation committee members will consider would make it tougher to get new roads projects approved. That proposal would require higher accident rates and more congestion before the state signs off on a road plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.